From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and be sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala, and also our personal Instagrams. I am at The Real Shauna May.
And I'm at Bella_Lala125. Before you even say anything, Shauna, you guys are all going to kill me. What? I was just scrolling as like we were going through. I was scrolling Instagram and a news article popped up that a Stanley. Yes, Stanley. Can you believe we're talking about them again?
Oh, my goodness.
A Stanley spokesperson has confirmed that their cups do contain lead.
What?
Yeah. And this was going around on Instagram and TikTok for a while, like a few weeks now, that people were saying they were testing positive for lead. And everyone was calling like BS on it. Like, that's not true. You know, blah, blah, blah. Those tests aren't reliable. Well, a spokesperson was asked on the Today Show. And they said, yes, we do have lead in our cups. But you shouldn't be it won't bother you unless you damage the cup. So apparently, like, it's on the inside of the cup under the insulation. And as long as you don't damage it or break that insulation, you won't be. But I'm sorry. I don't want any lead in my cup. I don't care.
No.
You know, that's I mean, maybe other cups have it too, but I don't want any lead anywhere near me and my kids, because God forbid there's like a little bit of damage that you don't see, you know, on the inside, like a tiny little nick.
Yeah,
that's
really
leaching lead. And we're giving these, as we said, these little girls have them. My son, he's in fifth grade, and he was talking about this girl. She's like, oh, this girl in my class today, she knocked over her Stanley cup, and the teacher was mad. I'm like, excuse me, what? He's like, what? She knocked over a cup. I'm like, you just said Stanley cup. I'm like, first of all, why'd you have to call it the name of it? Like, he even knows, I guess. And why does she have a Stanley cup in fifth grade? Like, bringing it to class. So anyway.
Because she has to have her coffee.
Yeah. But anyway, like, these little girls are drinking out of it. So that's very damaging and not healthy. So, hey, we hear it from the spokesperson themselves. So people weren't crazy when they said it was testing positive for lead. Another reason not to get one and to trash your Stanleys that you bought and wasted all that money on. Not spent, wasted.
That just infuriates me.
It's crazy. I mean, maybe there's other brands that we use that have it in there. I don't know. So I'm not saying that every other brand doesn't have it. All I know right now is that Stanleys have lead in it.
So for the next show, next week, we are going to do some research.
Yeah. We'll have to see what other big brands out there that we, or the brands we use, if they use lead, which that's not okay. I'm sorry. That shouldn't be okay.
What did they say what their reasoning was why they use it?
No, I'm guessing it has to do with insulation purposes, because they're saying it's in the like that keeps it cold for so long. So maybe that is what other brands use too, but crap's gonna hit the fan if they said it and then they start pulling, well, this brand does and this brand does, you know, that's next. You wait for it, you know?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be the only ones going down if everyone uses it. But I don't want that. Even if they say it's safe, like, that you're not gonna get it, nope. My luck, something's gonna happen to my cup and I'm gonna get lead. Lead poisoning, or my child. Ugh. And I have another question to ask you. I've been going back and forth with my husband over this. I think I brought it up to you, but I'm like, I want to ask our listeners. When you shower, do you dry off in the shower, or, like, you know, before you get dressed? Like, are you physically drying off every orifice of your body?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
I know, right?
I don't dry off in the shower.
But you...
But I get out, I put a towel on.
And you dry every part of your body, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so I don't do that. And my husband thinks I am nuts. And I saw another mom yesterday put up a poll. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the exact situation I'm dealing with. Like, she said her husband was yelling at her for not drying off in the shower and then getting dressed. And, you know, she wanted to know what moms do. So me, I take a shower and I have a robe. I don't use towels. I use like a towel robe. And I get out of the shower. I get out soaking wet, like sopping wet. My hair's wrung out, but my body's sopping wet. I step on my bath mat, and I grab my robe, and I put it on. and I tie it. And then I hang out in that for, like, depending on how long I have. If I'm just home for the day, half hour. I just walk around, do things. You know, my feet are wet everywhere. My husband wants to kill me.
So your footsteps are throughout the house.
I don't go far, like my bedroom, but yeah, you'll see them in the bathroom to the bedroom. You know, I do stand on the mat, but I guess there's still water dripping off
me. That would annoy me.
Yes, yes. Whereas my husband, when he showers, he throws a towel. Before he gets in the shower, he puts his towel over the glass door, takes his shower, shuts the water off, and then in our little shower, you know, in the shower behind the, he pulls the towel in and he dries off every freaking nook and cranny of his body.
In the shower.
In, like, well, the water's off. Yeah, but he does it there. And then dries his feet, everything, even though he's going to stand back in the water. And then he's, like, completely dry and he stands out on the mat. And that's when he gets dressed. So he's always, like, so, when I get out of the shower, he's like, oh, my God, you're like a child. So I was just wondering what people did. And, like, some women said they do what I do. And others were like, no, I dry off in the shower. Or when I get out, I dry every part of my body, you know. I'm the one who has water driplets on my body. Even though I have my robe on, like, I'm not drying myself, really. So now I'll try and get my shirt on or my pants on. They're sticking, you know.
Yeah, doesn't that bother you?
It in the minute or in the moment, I'm annoyed. I'm like, ah, Mike, help me. I'm stuck. My shirt is stuck on my neck, you know, or my back. And then he comes over. He's like, your back is soaking wet. Did you dry yourself? No. You're like a child.
Well, that's why.
Yes.
So I dry myself, but I step out of the shower.
Yeah.
And I dry myself.
So you dry, but yeah, yeah. So.
But I have to step on a rug or a towel or something. Yeah. I can't just step on the floor.
No, I need a towel on the floor or a mat on the floor too. It's just like, I think that's me in life. I just don't have patience for anything. I like that robe. I love it. I put it on. My arms are in. I tie it around my waist. I let my body do its thing drying. If I have to go somewhere fast, I put the robe on quickly, and then I take it off, and then that's when I get stuck in my clothing. I'm like, so, I have issues. I think I have issues.
Why don't you try drying off?
I just don't have patience. I just don't, I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll take the robe, and I'll do this little, like, with going side to side like this as it goes down my back. Like, oh, okay, I dried my back, you know. But my legs will be wet, getting my leggings on. I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? Just dry yourself. So I thought
it literally takes 2 seconds.
I know, I know. Isn't that like the theme of what you tell me with everything in my life? That's what my husband says. Like, Lauren, it'll literally take you 2 seconds. If you do it now versus later, it's going to take you longer to do something. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And then I don't do it. But I just thought that was
Did
something.
Did you go for your blood work yet?
Yes. Yeah. I think I need a brain scan. That's what I need, because something's not right up there. Something is not right, and maybe I have ADHD. I told you.
Like, I think you do.
I think I have something like that, like ADD or...
My mom has ADD.
I probably have ADD, because I just can't...
You go from one thing to the next to the next.
Yes, without completing. You know, I don't complete things. I'm like, oh, like a freaking squirrel, you know? I think it's... What is it, squirrels? Or your head's turning which way, you know? That's me. So, yeah, I'm like, I'm going to ask our listeners, do you dry off in the shower or on the bath mat like Shauna, like drying off every orifice? Or are you like me where it's like you step out sopping wet and you kind of put like a towel on really quick and then you drop it and then your clothes are, you can't get your clothes on? Are you like me?
That annoys me.
Yeah.
Because I have done that. Like, if I'm in a rush, I have done that. I've dried off quickly and then got dressed, but... I don't like the feeling of my clothes sticking to me.
I know. I do hate it. I do. In the moment, I get very claustrophobic because I can't get it on and I'm like stuck. And I have to ask my husband or my son, like, can you pull it down? And you'd think I would learn. You'd think I'd be like, okay, Lauren, what did we learn from this?
Now, did you teach your son this and Jelena?
Well, Jelena's too young. My son, I think, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't teach him to dry off. I just tell him to put a towel on, then get dressed. So I don't know what he's doing. I'm going to have to ask him today. He's 10. So I'm going to say, hey, do you dry yourself or not? You know, but.
And what does Jelena do? Do you dry her?
Yeah.
Or do you just put her clothes on in the shower?
No, I take her out of the bath in her little like hooded towel. And then I hold her because she wants me to hold her and look in the mirror for a little bit. We play, laugh. Then I lay her on the ground in her towel, and I guess I do dry. Well,
you lay her on the ground.
like in her room on her carpet, like in her towel, like I lay her on the ground, I kneel on it. That's how I get her dressed. So I think just from her laying on my chest when I hold her, I think her chest is drying and her back, but I'm not physically like taking a towel and like, oh, here you go, let's get your nooks and crannies, you know. I guess I'm a bad mom because I don't do that. And then
it causes dry skin.
Water?
Like when you don't dry it off like that.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't use anything on her either. Lotion, like people use baby lotion. I never do because I was so afraid of all the chemicals in the crap, you know. But her skin is, her face, she has eczema like around her lips, but her body seems okay. I don't know. Maybe it's my waters. I have sulfur water, so it's probably moisturizing her skin. I'm so bad, I swear. But yeah. What do you guys do? You can let us know. You know, do you dry up in the shower, out of the shower, or just come out like a wet dog? Do a little shake.
Well, we will give you those results to Lala's poll next week. But right now on the phone, we have Bridgetta, and she's actually a publicist, a super mom. She's a single mom and a business owner, and she's just phenomenal.
She has her own book. Aww. She wrote a book, right?
Yes, she did. She wrote a book, and she is like a teacher of a class, and we're going to get all into that and talk about the class and everything. But I just need to know, I think Lala needs to know, how you handle it all with, you have a four-year-old?
I do, yes. Four-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, it's definitely a lot. honestly, it's like, mindset is huge. And I'm not going to say like, yes, I do it all by myself, but I have a coach too. You know, sometimes I have to get coached and like get back out of my mental space, because it can happen to all of us. You know, it's like, I'm all about my business. I'm an A-type personality. I like to get things done and do it now. And like, I don't like to wait, you know.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of clients that I attend to, and I want to make sure everyone's covered. You know, I guess I'm like that mama bear in a sense to my clients. And then also my son, you know, he's my first priority. And so I tend to put myself last sometimes. Like, I used to always be like, oh, I'm last. But it's also like, you know, that old saying where if your cup's not full, then, you know, nothing else gets done.
Yeah.
And it's true, because that's where like burnout comes in. If you don't take care of you and take that space and time to, for you to have those moments. And like, I'm talking, it doesn't have to be like that long. It could be like a 5-minute shower. It might feel so great because you never have alone time, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
That's your space and time to do it, you know? Or, you know, if you get a space to have a bath, like, I mean, I hate saying this, but I am that mom that's like, here's the iPad. Like, this is what, like right now, he's on the iPad right over there. So
yeah.
Like, I can have the space and time to talk to you guys. And I don't shove an iPad in front of him all day. Like, that's not what I do. But, you know, those are savior moments. Like, don't feel guilty doing that. I feel like there's so much taboo, like, oh gosh, the iPad's so bad. And like, okay, in some ways it can be. But in other ways, if you're a single mom, especially, or if you're just a mom in general and you need to balance the rest of your family and life, so be it. That works for you, then do it. Don't listen to everyone else. You need to do what does and works for you, you know, and, you know, everything in moderation, obviously. So
I agree with that.
The key points. Yeah.
My daughter she needs it, you know, and I limit it, but she, with every kid's different. And she, my son, I did not give it to him, but this child, she, I need a break sometimes. Like, here you go.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what? He learns a ton on it. Like, people used to be like, oh, they don't learn. No. Like, he comes every day and he's like, did you know that tigers do this? Or, you know, the new thing is scorpions. Did you know that scorpions eat lizards? And I'm like, no, I had no idea. Do they really? And I look it up and I'm like, oh, they do. Okay. You know, so like, he knows, and he learns, like, he knows all the dinosaurs. And like, there's obviously, I limit what apps or what things he's watching, but like, they learn on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so let them do it. And he's in school anyway. So like, if he's in school all day and then he comes home and he gets like to chill. Like, I even asked him today, I'm like, hey, you want to go to the zoo? Do you want to go to the park? No, I want to go home. I want to chill, mommy. He's four. I want to chill. I want to watch my iPad. I'm like, okay, that's what you need. Yeah. That's great. Cool.
Mental health.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that he said no to the zoo is like really big, because we go a lot, and he's like, yeah, no. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he just needed that. He needed totally that fine. Time. Yep.
He just needs a day, like a zen day.
A zen.
Yeah, and that's cool because mama needs zen too.
Exactly.
So you got to do what you got to do. I mean, yeah, and then even like, you know, I mean, I have my days too where the other day I felt like I wasn't getting enough done. Oh my God, I had so many things to do. And I literally was thinking about it as I was like laying in bed. I kept waking up. I finally at 3:30 in the morning, I'm like, this is stupid. I'm going to keep laying here not sleeping and not getting done what I need to do. So I'm just going to get up and I'm going to go work on the computer. And that's what I did. I know it's crazy, but I worked all the way through to 9 a.m. Well, actually like 8:30, took him to school, came back from my 9 a.m. appointment. And I like had my presentation ready. I had all my stuff. And I was like, you know, it's crazy. I was exhausted, but I got done what I needed to get done. And then I didn't have to think. And then I got like really good night's sleep last night. So
I admire
I mean,
that.
You just manage.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
My mom does that. She'll get up at like 2-3 in the morning, you know, because she'll be thinking. Yeah. And
yeah, some people can do it. Some people can't.
She's like, I got my taxes done at like 3 a.m. And I'm like, that's nice. Like, you should be sleeping.
And I'm not saying like, do this all the time because this can lead to burnout. But it's also like you need your – if it's on your mind and you're going to be up thinking every hour anyway, then just get up and do it. And then maybe you can sleep longer or maybe the next night, you know, is really good sleep. So I'm definitely not encouraging it, but I'm also like if you're in that space, like just do it.
Make
get
use it of
done,
the time.
Rather than like procrastinate. Yeah, because if you keep procrastinating, it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep building up and there's going to be more and more and more. So, yeah, it's just – it's just what it is. I mean, I hate saying that because, too, it's like, I guess for me, because I've been in entertainment my whole life, it's all, my schedule has always been my own schedule in a way. And so, like, obviously, I have a kid now, so my schedule is his schedule.
Yeah, yep.
But you got to get done what you can around it. And so I just, you know, I do what I can. But even today, I had a session with my coach today that was like, okay, mind check. What can you do while you're in line to pick him up that gives you that like, okay, I'm here and I'm present and let's just be grateful. Have a moment of gratitude or have a moment of like, I'm smelling in the flowers or if you, or maybe it's your perfume or your essential oils or whatever, a rock, whatever, something to like bring you into the present. And I was like, okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, I have time in line, you know? So that's what I did today. And I'm like, okay, cool. I used that time to like check in with me and kind of like create my own, I don't want to call it meditation, but my own little space at that moment. And I'm like, yeah, I needed that. Okay, cool. I'm good. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it's better than sitting and scrolling. That's what I do. And then I'm like, you know, I think that's important is trying to make use of every minute without stressing yourself out, of course, but that you're making use of your time during the day. And because I get depressed when I'm scrolling all day or on the times that I'm have downtime, you know? It's just not good for my mental health.
You feel like you should be doing something.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, whatever. I'm just sitting here anyway. I'm just going to scroll. But that's great, like to meditate or think of something you're grateful for and get your brain working.
Yeah. And take the load off your plate. Like, that's one of my things, too, is I have this launch that I was I'll be talking about a little bit. But what I do, so to everyone out there, I'm an author alchemist, and which is like a book coach. I help you get published. Which helps you get sales, get seen, get more speaking engagements, and get more PR. I'm also a publicist and an intuitive coach. What does that mean? It's like I help you get your platforms ready, your websites, your branding, all of your messaging completely ready so that you're dialed in for that next level, whether it's a launch, whether it's a book, whether it's speaking, whatever it is. Like, or if you're a startup, helping you get started and hone that in and get all your messaging right so you can get sales now. Like, that's kind of my main jam. I want to help people expand their business and get more clients, get more sales, you know, help bring that in. So like that being said, I was all like, okay, I have this, you know, new course that I'm doing and it's a group coaching in February and I'm super excited about it. And I also felt a little rushed. And so after talking to my business coach this week, she's like, hey, you know what? You don't have to do that right now. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But I'm like, but I told everyone, I already have like 2 signups. And she's like, and so again, I went back to my clients and I said, the ones that signed up, and I said, how about this? I'm going to offer you both a free call and that, which is great, a free call to like get themselves going. You know, like it's my own one-on-one coaching, which they weren't going to get, but, you know, they get one-on-one, but like with the group, But this is like my own one-on-one thing. And if you're okay with me pushing the date a little bit. And they were both like, okay, yeah, absolutely. So then it took less stress off me where I'm like, okay, I don't have to feel as rushed. And I have more time for my, because I have my client stuff too, more time for them and then more time to like help create this space for others. So again, it's all like, sometimes we just get, or at least for me, speaking for myself, but I've seen in my clients, we get anxiety to ask, right? To have that grace. And, or even if it's like anxiety asking for support sometimes. It's like, you know, I'm especially like A types, like, I'm like, no, I can do it all. And then I'm like, wait, no, I need help. This is silly, you know? And then like, get all in your head about it. And then either we avoid doing it, which creates more anxiety because we're not doing it. We're avoiding having a conversation or avoiding like having to confront it, which just creates more chaos and more stuff. Or rather than just having the conversation, dealing with it head on and like, oh, well, that was way easier than I thought, you know, like, and it can actually go in your favor. So it's like, that's kind of where I'm at this year, is like stepping more into that and knowing that like everything is just ease and flow, ease and grace. And it's funny because I preach all this to my clients, like no stress, you know, we're going to do what we can, but I'm also going to go with your pace, which is funny because like for myself, we'll put all my stuff, you know, my stuff last, like my stuff, you know, like, so it's like, okay, how can I walk more of the talk? Because that's also about being in integrity for me. So it's like, how can I do this more for myself, create space more for me, which then in return is like going to help all my clients out. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Sometimes we don't practice what we preach.
I was just going to say that.
Right? Exactly. And so I'm like, no, this is going to shift and change because I want to be with integrity with that as well. It's just, you know, flow out. So I am working on that.
we all need to. Like,
yeah. And that can go into mom guilt too, you know? So it's also like when you have your little one home from school, you know, for me, it's like, I want to spend as much time, especially being a single mom, I want to spend as much time with him. I want to make sure he's getting the energy and space and, you know, attention that he needs from me. So if I'm like working or in another, you know, zone, it's like that I'm having mom guilt that I'm not. You know, and like finding that happy balance between the two is like definitely finding that sweet spot. And it's going to be different for everyone, and it's going to be different every day, right? So it's like finding that sweet spot.
It's very hard. They, like for me, it's if I'm playing with my child and not getting something done, I feel guilty that I'm not getting that task done. And then when I'm doing the task, I feel guilty that I'm not playing with my kids. And it's just like a vicious cycle.
Yes. Yeah, it totally can be. Totally. And I know. And it's like, it's just part of being a mom. And that also what other people say to me too, and this is true, it's like we care. So we are being a good mom. We are being a good parent because we're thinking about it. The ones that don't think about it, they're the one, I mean, I'm not going to blame you and say that you're a bad mom, but like, you're
but,
the ones that don't. It's like we care. We're thinking about it more. It means something to us. You know, we want to create that shift. And again, that stuff can come from childhood too. Mine definitely does, you know? So it's like, how can I be the best parent for him to not like screw our kids up?
Be better than our own parents.
Exactly. Or how can I be different from how I was raised? How can I be more present in that space? You know? So yeah, it's, which is just, again, like creating different patterns and different, being conscious as a parent, really is what it is.
So
how are you going to handle doing the class and raising your son? I mean, is it going to be during the time that he's at school? Like, how do you handle that?
Yes. It's funny because in the past, I've had a night class. And it's because I'm trying to appease different time zones. And so I used to worry about, I need to hit all the time zones. And then I'm like, silly, they can just, you know, look at the replay. And, you know, hello. and then I've in the past also like kind of overwhelmed myself where I split the groups up where it's like I have one at night, one in the morning. Now what I'm going to do just to, you know, create more space on it is I'm doing it at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, which, you know, it's 8:30 a.m. for Pacific time. So like that's not too early. It's doable. But then the people in the UK that I have, they're able to make it. My peeps in Australia, they're also able to make it. So it's like I'm kind of hitting all those time zones. Someone's going to get a little, you know, obviously. But at least it kind of hits all. And again, there's the replays too. And then I also have a VIP upgrade so that if anyone wants one-on-ones or if you sign up before February 1st, you get a call with me anyway. So you have that one-on-one call each month that we're doing, and it's a three-month course. And you'll have that. And you'll have that more one-on-one time, plus you'll have, you know, the interaction of the group. It's so fun because it's also a mastermind. So it's like I'm only taking a couple people, select people under 10. That way everyone can get heard. Everyone is getting coaching during that time and space. We're all working on the same things, no matter if it's a rebrand or if it's a business startup or they've been around for a while and just aren't getting clients and they can't figure out why they're not getting sales. It's like this, what I do is kind of speaks to all of it, because most of the time it's because the website isn't dialed in. Like little things, literally, like the messaging, your website, your lead capture, your emails, you know, your funnels, like all of this stuff that you're like, what is that? What, wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go through, make it easy, not anxiety, and go through it every single time we meet, which is weekly. We meet for an hour weekly. And then I give homework during the week. At the end, we get as much done as we can during that class. I allow for everyone to screen share. We break up into little groups because, again, you're with other business people. Everyone signs an NDA as well, so everyone feels safe because some ideas are new that are people are coming in with. But that way I can split people up into groups. Like, you know, you three will be working together and you're going to discuss messaging and you're going to run it against each other because they might be your target market without realizing it.
Yeah.
You know, they might be your buyer right there. So it actually is so magical when this happens because you learn so much more from the peers and feedback from peers plus me and what I'm saying. So it's like you're getting so much more than just, I mean, obviously, like, I'm, you know, working with me, like I love working one-on-one with people, but it's really fun when you're in the group because you really do learn more. And sometimes too, like if one person asks a question, it actually usually pertains to like everyone else. They're like, oh yeah, that makes sense for me too. You know?
Yeah.
So, and then I give homework and I communicate weekly on this free app called Voxer. So it's kind of like WhatsApp, but where everyone can, and actually I might do WhatsApp if we have more overseas people, we might all move to that anyway. But that being said, it's like this group chat, right? Where everyone can during the week, hey, I'm working on the homework, you know, my messaging here or my lead capture and I'm confused. I need help. You know, where are you guys at? You can literally go back and forth in the group again. During the week, I'm also going to hop in there and make sure everyone's good, you know, and if you get that done, then I'm going to give you some more work, you know, and that way my whole thing, it's fast track to sales. So what this is, it's a 3-month class, 12 weeks. And, you know, my whole goal is to get sales in fast. That way it's like even if you're a startup, we can put a landing page up and start collecting, you know, getting people coming in now. Like, wow. What does that look like? And helping everyone get that now. Yeah, that way I don't want anxiety from anyone. I want everyone to feel like this is money well spent, A, and they're getting goals coaching, and you're going to get sales coming in right away. That's my intention, my goal. And some people, for example, will build an event right away online where it's like, wait, what? And then, you know, another way to bring in clients, you know, bring engagement to your space. And so I do this a lot, and people see stuff almost right away. And that's what's really exciting and fun about what I teach. And this course it's my little mini boot camp, but it's called Business and Branding Alchemy. Because what it is I'm just taking what you already have or an idea you already have, whether it's new, whether it's old, and just help alchemizing it, basically putting my little magic into it and helping you see, really dive into who your target market is. Like people think, you know, for you guys, like, who's your target market? Like, it might be mostly women. It might be mostly moms, like whatever. But there's so much data that actually really goes deep dive into it. I actually have like pages and pages of stuff to look at that will help you guys. Like, you'll answer these questions and you might not even realize your market actually is a little more expansive than that. Or maybe it's a little more dialed in, or, you know, and that's what we want to get to first, because before you put messaging and your hex colors, meaning like your colors and branding and all that out there, you really need to know who your market is first, because there is a color psychology to things. You may like certain colors, but that doesn't mean it's going to attract the people that you want, because those colors might appeal to something else.
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
It's all like, so it's so much psychology that's wrapped in, but I'm literally diving in to teach everyone this and help them bring in sales like right away, attracting those ideal clients right away, selling out if it's a course, if it's a product, you know, getting, you know, pre-sales, like whatever it might be, and helping you guys get, you know, basically make money now. That's my whole jam. I like, and then what I'm going to do is what I've decided is I'm going to give a free class. It's a free webinar on February 8th at 11:30 a.m. my time, and which is Eastern. And then that way, everyone, I'm going to give as much info as I can during that time, kind of go over things. And then if you feel aligned to work with me, then you, you know, I'll have a nice deal at the end of it that if you sign up within a few days, then you'll get. But yeah, that way, again, and if you don't, you're going to walk away with some really cool tidbits from that class anyway.
That's smart.
So yeah.
That is smart. Everyone it's likes so free, smart. You yeah. know, and that's a great yeah. way to grab yeah. people that, and then you get their attention, like you said, and they might like it and be like, you know what, here, you know, I want to continue yep. this. That's amazing.
Yep.
We'll have to kind of go into that.
And it's, yeah. We're going to have to check it out because we want to make money now.
Yeah, it definitely comes out. I'd love for you guys to come to it and then, you know, see how we can. I mean, I'd love to help you guys, like, bring in more stuff too. Like, there's so many ways around doing it. And it's just kind of, I think outside the box. I'm really out there when it comes to, like, different ways to, I am not your typical, like, oh, we're going to do that. No, like, I'm like so outside the box when no means, or if there's like a door that closes in one way, I will like find another way to like go through the house. Like, you're getting through that. Like, we're finding a way. It's happening. So,
and that's why you're successful, you know? Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that class would be great for anyone, really. I mean, cause you're not tailoring it to one specific kind of business, you know. You're not tailoring it to just authors or clothing like designers.
The one
or,
you were in for Instagram, right? You were in one
for influencers. I was in one for influencers, and you know, it was great, but there was a time where, you know, it didn't go beyond what the subject yeah. was, you know. So there was no yeah. like, okay, next course, you know, it just ended. And
yeah.
I was like, well, what's next? And there's nothing next. So, you know, and, you know, that's the part that sucked, you know?
Yeah.
You know, or like you would ask a question and the answer would be so vague. And I'm like, that's not my question.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
This is my question. Yeah. You know, can you help me with this specific product review or interview or this specific mm-hmm. idea? And the teacher was like, well, that's not what I'm here for. And I'm like, but I'm paying you.
Oh my
you.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was, you know, not
it was,
good.
Wow. It was weird.
This sounds so much better.
Yeah. Because it's one-on-one. That's why.
Well, even with the groups, like, because you did a group one, but she's yeah. saying, yeah. like, everyone works in teams and it's.
And together.
Together. That one wasn't like yeah. that. So this sounds amazing.
And I'm keeping it small on purpose because I want everyone to have the time to get heard so that everyone, you know, and also every week, not everyone's gonna, they might be okay. Like, yep, got it all done. Just want you to look at it. And like, we'll all review it. We'll all go over it, you know? And then other people are going to be like, I need coaching help, you know? And then we dive into it. It's like, I want to make sure everyone's heard and seen and that everyone feels good and we're all flowing sort of at the same rate. And that's why I'm keeping it like I don't want like hundreds of people. Great for the webinar. Awesome. Have hundreds of people like for the free stuff. But for the actual group coaching, that's also why it's limited, is because I want everyone to be feel heard, seen, you know, and that they're getting way more out of this course than what they're paying for, right?
Yes.
And they're getting a huge return on it by bringing sales and bringing clients and conversions in like almost immediately. You know, I want everyone to see that and feel that. Also, because for me too, it's all about, like, for me, as far as coming from a PR background, it's all about word of mouth and it's all about like reviews. I'm going to ask everyone at the end for a testimonial.
Yeah.
You know, as well. And if you want to, great. If not, and I'm also going to ask for feedback. After every class I do, I always send out these little like feedback, like how can I do better? What would you like to change, shift, whatever? And so that's also how I even developed this course in the first place, because I felt like it was so needed. So many people are like, help me now with all of this going on. Yeah. And so, yeah. And so that's kind of where this course came about. I'm like, you know what? I have a lot of clients, even my own clients asking. Then I'm like, let's do this right now, you know? So, cause even like people that have, you know, come from the book standpoint, they're like, okay, well, my book's coming out. I'm like, great. This is going to be perfect. I have a jewelry person that's coming in on it. There's someone else that's a total startup. I mean, people are kind of in all different places.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah, that's what I like to, cause for me, we're coming from that PR standpoint. It's like, it doesn't matter what industry it is. It's all the same formula. I know that sounds like, so it doesn't, I don't care if someone's like, hi, I'm a fireman and I want to set up a certification thing. Or if someone else is like, I'm jewelry. Someone else is like, I'm entertainment. Like, it's still the same formula to me. Yes. I just need to tailor it towards your niche. Yeah. And that's what I love doing. It's so fun. I love helping other people help others. So that's like passion. So yeah, it's fun times. It actually lights up my world. And I feel like too, that's another thing that I love to teach about is like, especially since COVID, it's like so many people are branching out being coaches now or going off on their own businesses. And it's exciting, right? Because then you're not caught up in that 9 to 5 working under someone else's rules, having stress come back to the house from that and like not being with family. It's like, this is the time to rise into what you're passionate about and what you want to create and what you want to do. Cause this is your life and you get to leave that legacy. And that's what I love helping others do. I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow. If you're in corporate, please do not, you need that in order to like help set this up. But what I do love doing, cause this is what I've done so many times, is I have a lot of people that are in corporate that I help them get this set up and then they wind up leaving their corporate job and go straight into like the coaching or their products.
Wow.
That's what's really exciting. That's what makes me feel good because I'm like, okay, I've helped all these other people. Like, this is exciting. Like, let me help more. How can I do it? You know? And so, it's just, again, it's the passion. So if there's someone out there that's like, yeah, I have a passion in, I don't know, kids and I'd love to open babysitting or something, do it. Go for it. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
But
you know what I mean? Like, don't let anything ever stop you or anyone ever dim your light. I will say that because so many times, even my own parents have been like, that's not going to work. That's not successful.
I hate that.
Don't listen to other people. Don't let them dim your light and where you're at. We're all here for a reason. And just because they have those limitations, don't limit yourself because other people limit you. Even your partner. I know that sometimes it's really hard if you have a partner that's like, oh my gosh, don't leave this job. Where does that come from? Like, sit back and ask yourself, why are they saying this? Because it's probably their fear on themselves of like, okay, my safety. If you have a 9 to 5 now and you leave that, we're not going to make as much money. And that hurts or worries their safety trigger. Yeah. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom or dad and like you talk to your partner and they're like, oh no, their safety trigger is they won't be there for me. They're not going to make dinner. They're not going to be there for the kids. They're not going to have the whole whatever their fears are. So it's like, okay, but what if that's not true? And speaking to them about it, what if I'm not leaving all of this and I can find the balance, you know, between the two and I get to have a passion and that passion grows into something huge and awesome. And it creates such more income for us and more space, you know, and that's what the conversations that are hard, but like also ways to speak to your partner about it get really exciting because it's all about following your passion and like not regretting things. That's one thing I love to preach about too. If you have an idea for a business or a startup, do it, you know, like tap into that.
Life's short.
I'm a huge creature.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have one of those partners. My husband is not a risk taker. He's not a dreamer. He's very like, you know,
he's very 9 to 5.
9 to 5 comfort. He just wants to be stable. That's it. As long as he knows what he's getting every week, he is comfort. And me, I've been a dreamer since I was a little girl. Every other week I had a new thing I wanted to do. But yeah, it's hard when you're with someone like that. Like, I have all these dreams of opening businesses and he's like, well, that's silly, or that's, you know, you're going to go broke doing that, or, you know, that's a risk.
Your
I don't want to take
it. Pasta business, for example.
Yeah.
She wants a food truck. And they are expensive.
Yeah, I make fresh pasta, so I wanted a fresh pasta food truck. I'm doing it on the side.
Oh,
I'm doing very well with it. I do vendor events, but I'm doing it in a tent, you know, and it's a lot of work. So I want my goal is to get a food truck and do a lot of events, and then like we're gonna move down south and then take it down there with me. And he's just like, oh well, I don't know, that's a lot of money and blah 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 blah. But you know, he's just not a dreamer, so it's very frustrating.
But you should show him like other people that have made
I have
tons and tons of money.
He just doesn't want to take that
risk.
I know.
So it's because he's scared it's wearing his safety. So it's like, okay, then how to create a way for you to really bring in more and really up the sales on it, where guess what, it supports itself. And then when you go into buy your food truck, guess what, it's not coming from your guys' shared money, it's coming from the extra money from that business. And then it's like, here we go. And then, and also too, creating a game plan and a marketing plan that like, that way you know you're hitting the goals and on the right track and the right space, and the right time to do that so that you both feel comfortable and set.
Yes.
But again, like everything comes with a little bit of risk. But if you're already doing really well, I mean, that sounds amazing and awesome. So it's like, how can you do what you do? My biggest thing is how to create more sales and less time.
Yes.
Right? So like, and that would be the dream for most of us. It's like, we all want, that's why I like doing group coaching too, because it's like, versus having, I mean, I love all my clients. I have lots of them and it's awesome. But then that's, my little one just came in. but yeah, it's like, you know, having those conversations with him. And since you already have that, like, here's another thought too. One of my girlfriends, she had this dream for this bounce house business and, you know, told him about it. And he's like, that's never going to make anything. That's just silly. And the bounce house was like, I think it was $2,500 to buy. And so she was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to take my own money and I'm going to do it. And so she wound up getting a second job. She was a stay-at-home mom, getting a job, but second to the house. And working at night, she worked in a bar. She made the money, took it. She got another girlfriend going with her. They bought the bounce house. I helped them do all their branding and set them up. And do you know how much money she's bringing in now? It's insane. From this like those big white bounce houses.
Yes.
They now have a whole line. Yeah, the big castles. They now have branded it where they're selling little toddler ones for like for yourself. They're selling them all to the market. They have their own like, I mean, it's amazing what she's doing. She's at all the football games there in Cincinnati. They have blown up like crazy. And her husband's like, what?
Good.
What just happened? Yeah. And it's just from this, and this was only a year ago, by the way, 1 year.
Wow.
Boom. And so she's like, this is awesome. And she happens to be a photography was kind of like a side thing. I'm like, dude, combine it together, add it as a package on for the hat, like the bounce house, you know? And so she just kind of started adding on more. And I mean, it took off like crazy. And then they have an igloo one now for the winter, which is even more funny. Oh,
I've
more
seen
cool.
Those are cool. But,
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're really cool. But yeah, check out Bounce House Babes if you guys get a chance, because it's really cute.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, just don't let them discourage you. If this is your dream and your goal and you're already making money, you know that there's a need and a want. People want it. They like it. You see it, you know? So yes, how can you take that and expand bigger? And that would be kind of where I would need to kind of meet with you and like dive into it. But don't let them discourage you. There's a way to like get more sales and like there's so many things I could ask you, but I'm not gonna do it live right now. So like kind of help and support, that way the money comes in for you and that's separate. And then when you have enough money for the food truck, hello. Or if you, another thing you could do is bring in an investor.
Yeah,
but you have to show the sales coming in and like create that marketing plan.
That's good.
They'll just want to see like, oh, wow, you're making this amount of sales. This is the need. This is the want. And then like, if I were to have this, this would create this much more and all of it. Like just really creating that. Then you go to an investor with it. They'd be like, well, no brainer. We'd make it back in no time. Why not?
Yeah. That's a good idea. See, now we're going to really go to this class on the 8th.
I wasn't even thinking about like an investor.
I know. I wasn't either. So that's what you need, Brigetta. That's what you need. The things you don't think about when you're opening a business.
Exactly. There's always a way. Absolutely. And too, when bringing in investors, some people think about, oh no, I don't want control. Well, there's different types of investors. You've got investors that are active and they want to be involved and they might. Oh, okay. Give me a few minutes. Okay. Thank you for being so patient. He's asking when the babysitter is coming. He's like, mom's actually going to go out tonight. Hours, baby.
Good for you.
Thank you. Finally, I'm like, yay, I have a friend to talk. And then, yeah, so you've got the active ones that really want to be active and they're with you. And then you've got ones that are not. They're just silent. They just, hey,
here's
you know,
the money.
Here's the deal. Right. Some will say, pay me back within, you know, a month or two. And if you don't, then it's, you know, 5%, whatever, or what, 10%, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Or they might say, you know, I'll lend you the 20 grand, whatever. I'm just throwing that.
Yeah.
Lend the 20 grand, but I want like an extra 1,000. You know, just you get to negotiate. You get to decide what it is. And have in your mind too, before you do that, when you're creating the plan, what is it that you want? Do you want a non-active person or do you want an active person?
Yeah.
You know, and what percent are you willing to give them as a thank you for like upfronting the money, you know, in a sense. So yeah, well, you could always go to the bank too.
Yeah, that's my next thing.
Like, yeah, that's another one. But like, I mean, there also are grants and stuff too that you can get for especially women-owned businesses.
That's what someone told me, so I have to go look into that because I did not know that either. But he's like, yeah, they have women, they give grants to women who are opening businesses. So that's
good. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I wonder if that would work for like our show. You know,
I don't know. We have to show them probably some kind of business plan, but.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have to show a business plan. Absolutely. One of my girlfriends did it, and she has an apparel company, and so does her partner, and they both got the grant, which
that's
is
amazing.
Cool. Yeah, separately for separate reasons. She's also Indigenous, so that was, like, another thing. But yeah, they got it, and it's pretty awesome, and they were able to, like, take that and put it into marketing and such, and they've blown up a lot in that space. So it's worth a shot. It's definitely worth a shot to see what's out there, and, you know, again, there's different ways to do it, just because your partner says no. Oh, well, there's another way. Don't you worry. Don't let it discourage you.
Yep.
We're women. We can figure it out, you know?
Yes. Yes, exactly. We are women here as Roar.
So when is your class starting again?
So I'm going to do the free webinar on February 8th at 11:30. And then what I'm going to do is push the class for the week after, what date is that? The week after Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving. Oh my God. Valentine's.
Valentine's. I'm like, wait, what?
Where's my brain? It's because he's handing me a book on on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, oh, that's not.
Yep.
He's like, here, read me this
book. Double-tasking right now. Multitasking. I'm like, wait, what? Sorry. The week after the week after Valentine's.
Someone's craving turkey.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And where can our listeners go to sign up or learn more about the class, learn more about working with you?
Absolutely. So they can go to Bridgetta.com, which is spelled like bridge, TTA, going over a bridge, like you're driving over a bridge, okay. TTA. Bridgetta.com, and on there's a pop-up that'll lead you to the bootcamp page, or on the main page too. If you scroll down, it'll say bootcamp soon, which I do need to change the date, actually. I just realized that on there. But you guys can sign up, get on my email list. If you're on the email list, you're gonna get the email for it anyway, reminding everyone for the free webinar too.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. We loved having you on the show. I think we learned a lot.
Yes, I did. I definitely did. Going home to my husband saying, like, babe, sit down. We're doing this.
And if you say no, we're calling Bridgetta.
Yeah, she's going to talk to you. We appreciate you coming on. And, yes, we will be in that class on February 8th. And, you've been amazing. And I'm so, like, happy for you. And you are a super woman, super mom. And I just love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you guys there, too. I'd love to have you guys.
We will definitely
be there. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We will see you next week.